Hello, I'm Neil Nunes with the BBC News. The United Nations top aid official has said there is no longer any meaningful humanitarian operation in the southern Gaza Strip. Martin Griffiths said Israel's military offensive meant there were no safe spaces left for aid agencies. Paul Adams reports from Jerusalem.
Israel's military operation in the southern Gaza Strip, currently focused on the largest city there, Khan Yunis, is making a difficult humanitarian situation worse. Speaking in Geneva, the UN's top aid official, Martin Griffiths, gave this bleak assessment.
The message that we have been giving, we here being the humanitarian community, is that we do not have a humanitarian operation in southern Gaza that can be called by that name anymore.
Israeli officials say they're willing to do what they can to keep aid flowing and to facilitate the opening of additional field hospitals to help cope with the huge numbers of casualties.
Images are circulating on social media showing dozens of Palestinian men stripped to their underwear, kneeling on the ground being guarded by Israeli soldiers. Other pictures show them being transported in military trucks. Here's Jeremy Bowen.
Video emerged this afternoon of Palestinian men taken for interrogation. BBC staff recognised the town of Bet Lahia in northern Gaza, and we've geolocated the video there too. Palestinian diplomats said these were savage images, evoking humanity's darkest times. The Israeli army said only that suspects were being interrogated. Posts on social media said the men had been sheltering with their families at a UN school and that others were killed during the Israeli raid.
The United States has reaffirmed unwavering support for Guyana's sovereignty after Venezuela announced plans to annex the Essequibo region. The Venezuelan Attorney General Tariq William Saab told the BBC they were still looking for a diplomatic solution.
Venezuela ha apostado a una salida diplomática, dialogante.
Venezuela has pursued diplomatic dialogues. They have pursued legal measures. It is Guyana who has talked about some kind of military action. They said that they would attack.
The Guyanese president says five soldiers were killed when an army helicopter crashed not far from the border with Venezuela on Wednesday. There is no indication of any Venezuelan involvement. Armenia and Azerbaijan say they'll move towards normalizing relations and hope to exchange prisoners captured during the recent fighting in Nagorno-Karabakh. The two neighbors have been involved in a decades-long conflict over the disputed territory, which was captured by Azerbaijani troops in September. They've now said they hope to sign a full peace treaty by the end of the year. World News from the BBC. It's been revealed that Britain paid a further $125 million to Rwanda this year as part of a deal to send some asylum seekers there. The payment was in addition to $175 million previously made public by the government in London. No one has so far been sent to Rwanda under the agreement. The British Foreign Secretary has warned that the leaders of Russia and China will be the only people smiling if the US fails to send more aid to Ukraine. David Cameron was speaking in Washington a day after Republican senators blocked a funding bill that included $61 billion worth of aid for Kyiv.
I'm sure that goodwill will prevail and the money will be voted through, and it will have a huge effect, not just on morale in Ukraine, but also making sure that European countries keep asking themselves what more can they do. In the 1930s, we didn't act fast enough to deal with an evil dictator who was invading European countries and redrawing borders by force, and we know how that ended.
A court in Burkina Faso has ordered the suspension of a policy that rights groups say allows the government to conscript its critics into the army to boost the fight against Islamist militants. After seizing power in a coup last year, Captain Ibrahim Traoré signed a decree giving the ruling military council sweeping powers that included forcing people to enlist in the security forces. The blockbuster film Oppenheimer, which tells the story of the American creator of the atomic bomb, will be shown in cinemas across Japan next year. The biopic hasn't yet premiered in Japan, where the film drew accusations that its marketing trivialized the bombings of Hiroshima and Nagasaki during the Second World War. BBC World News.